We do have a special guest this morning, Inman, and I will let you do the introduction.
We do. My good friend Barrett Deal is on the telephone with us this morning, and she and some wonderful people are putting together the third annual King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest.
Good morning, Barrett. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How about this parade of guests we've brought in for your appearance this morning? That's the fun stuff. We wanted you to feel regal and royal because it's King's Blues, so we wanted to have the whole court jesters here.
Well, thank you. I know Dave, too, so that's
great. Oh, good.
That's morning, fun. Barrett. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
Just great. Thanks.
Good.
So now, the benefit is coming up in just a couple of weeks, right, Barrett?
That's right, on August 1st, which is a Saturday.
Okay.
At the Upland Brewery.
And this will be the third event, and we've talked to Barrett before. This was established in 2013 in memory of Carl Deal Jr. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Carl and why you thought and why this event has come together and who it's going to benefit. I'm sorry, I've got donut face this morning. I can hardly do my job here.
Well, great. Well, Carl was my husband, and he passed away from heart disease and heart failure in 2012. When he did, we established a fund at the Boys and Girls Club. And then we said, what can we do to add to that to really make it meaningful to kids from the club who were like Carl, who was raised on the West Side and benefited from those programs? So we came up with something that incorporated all of his favorite things, some different kinds of music. And he was a big barbecue guy, and he liked to enjoy a brewery beverage from the Upland now and then. So they volunteered to host for us, and we put it together, and all of our funds have benefited the Boys and Girls Club. We've given about $15,000 just to general funds, operations funds, as well as we have $20,000 that we're building to post-high school scholarships to.
And this is a family-friendly event, right, Barrett?
Yeah, because everybody hears Upland Brewery, and they say, well, that's me and my kids can't go to that. Well, it's not true.
Right. Well, it is true that it is family-friendly. Everybody is welcome. And honestly, everyone who works this event knew or knows my husband or myself, and so all of the volunteers are friends and family, all the bands, the Will T, the people at the brewery, all of those. It is a very family and loving atmosphere. Even though it is festive, it is also a very friendly atmosphere, and kids are welcome. Absolutely.
Barrett,
all of my six grandkids are usually
there. Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Good. And obviously the Upland, everybody knows that's on 11th Street.
Yeah.
Plenty of room inside now and outside.
That's
so that's fun. Tell us when your event is coming up.
It is Saturday, August the 1st. It's open at 5. It goes to 11. And you want to bring your own chair if you have one. We will have some, but not enough for everybody. It is festival seating. Will Tees and the Upland will be serving food along with O2R. The Velours and the Dynamics will be playing.
So you got a full concert docket. You've got a full food docket. You got some cold beverages there. Where do we get our tickets, and how much can we help the Boys and Girls Club out?
Well, we have two avenues for you to get the information. If you want to sponsor or donate or buy tickets, you can go to the www.kingsbluesbbqfunkfest.myevent.com, or you can go through the Facebook page, which is the King's Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest 2015. Either of those avenues will lead you to purchasing tickets. You can also get them at the gate. The Upland actually has some at their restaurant on 11th Street as well. So that tickets are $25 for an adult, and that does include a $5 food ticket. Kids 6 to 12 are $10, and under 6 are free to get in.
Excellent, and that's coming up again Saturday, August 1st from 5 to 11 at the Upland Brewery. Will T's Barbecue in the Upland in charge of food. O2R, the Velours, and the Dynamics will be rocking all night long.
Yep.
The Upland has, again, plenty of room for everybody, so that's great. And obviously the Boys and Girls Club, very one of the more powerful organizations here locally, benefits from this. So please come by and say hello with all of that. And the Funk Fest, this is year number 3. Talk about the impact it's already made here, and it's short. Just with a couple events under its belt.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, we've given an award away at the club that has gone to a young boy who has exemplified the things that meant a lot and were about Carl and his family that were Boys Club related things, programs the Boys and Girls Club offers to young men. Also, because of who it honors and because who attends, it has become more and more of an event that people talk about that they're going to go to. It's almost like a Bloomington reunion kind of thing. And so it's really a great time to see old friends. And right before school starts back up, it's the last Saturday before the MCCSC gets started. Students are still gone, so it's kind of a down
the
weekend.
The final summer blowout
of the year.
Hey,
right.
we can purchase tickets at the gate as well, like you mentioned. Do you need some help with sponsorship, too?
Sure. And actually, I want to also mention a group that has decided to contribute this year, which is the we have some motorcycle riders do benefits. And Mike Percival and Dinah Schreiber, who are both people who knew Carl, and they are leading up a group that's going to do a benefit ride that day that will end up there. So we really appreciate that everybody from all walks of life can come and enjoy each other's company. But I do really appreciate everybody who can sponsor, and you can do it at any time up until the 23rd. You can get out into the program and on signs and on T-shirts. So, but we're looking for the 17th if you can get in by then.
Barrett, give us your website one more time where everybody can find all the information for the third annual Kings Blues Barbecue and Funk Fest 2015.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
www.kingsbluesbbqfunkfest.myevent.com.
Barrett, you're awesome, and looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Pillar said he's going to polish up his dancing shoes, so that's good.
The velours are amazing. That's great.
You know what? We have a friend, a good friend, who's going to be our event coordinator for the day, and Dave knows him well, and if he comes, he'll see who that is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, surprise. I think I have a pretty good idea, but it makes me nervous when you put him in charge of things.
he is number one in my book.
I agree.
Good guy. Barrett, all right, thank you.
Barrett, fantastic job. Thank you so much. We'll put a link to your Facebook page on our Facebook page so folks can get an easy way to see it as well. Have a super weekend, and I'll get you a good forecast for August 1st as well.
Oh, we've been lucky so far. Thank you very much.